The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Texas Mattress Makers on Navigation, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you could hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, put your, I guess you have to send us messages now because I can't figure out where visitor posts are. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, he is here, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also follow at Texas Mattress Makers, by the way, because that's where we are today.
I've been getting a lesson in weight distribution.
Yeah, get all set up over here. Let's give him one of these headphones here. This is his place. So if you missed all that stuff, we had a good first hour, even though one of us was tardy. But that's all right. We still managed to recover.
Have we recovered, though? I don't know.
I thought it was a good.
I don't know if we're recovered.
I thought it was a good second 30 minutes. I thought you raised your game. other than making fun of my physical appearance constantly, it was a good 30 minutes.
Not constantly, but.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
What's up, Yuval?
I'm on.
You're on.
You want me to describe how you look?
Go, feel free.
Extremely uncomfortable.
You don't like it, huh?
No, I love it. I love it. I mean, he looks good. For Fred.
For Fred. For Fred, he looks all right.
Yeah, and he doesn't have his sunglasses on now.
That's true.
He looks good.
I've tried to get him to stop wearing sunglasses indoors. I think it's a very strange thing for people to do that. And Fred seems to like to do it.
I'm telling you. I'm going to move over here.
Okay, make yourself at home.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
I pay rent here. I might as well.
You might as well.
It is your home. So,
I just laid on your bed, Fred.
Yes.
And it's pretty cozy. I see you're sleeping well at night.
I am. And that's, both my mattresses are from here, and I love them both. So, but that's the upstairs one. That's the main one. And
that's your favorite?
Yeah, that's my favorite. The other one's still
there. Because you used to say the London, you couldn't beat it.
Well, then I did.
But they've stepped up the technology.
And
the game has changed.
They have stepped up the technology on a lot of stuff. You guys have got all kinds of new mattresses. You're constantly changing stuff, man, which I love. It's always, every time I come in, there's a new bed to talk about. You guys are always doing that.
Well, because we're the manufacturers. Most people don't understand. When you go to a retail store, you're actually buying what folks like us are manufacturing. We spend a lot of time, Fred, and a lot of time researching new products that actually work. So when you bought the London, the coil that was on the bottom of it, without getting technical, was not the same coil as you're buying now, you're sleeping on now, because you got a lot more surface under you, which means that it distributes your weight better. But most folks need to, since I got the opportunity to tell them this, okay? 1/3 of your life you're going to spend in bed. Let me repeat that. 1/3 of your life you're going to spend in bed. So I suggest that when you need a bed, you come over here and you give us at least 30 to 40 minutes of your time. You come here with the right mindset that you're going to buy probably the single most important thing that you will ever buy in your life, because it's going to contribute to better health, better mental attitude, better job performance. Those are facts. Those are not, it's not a sales pitch. What we're going to do is we're going to show you, as I showed you and Fred when he was here, exactly how your body conforms to the bed, what kind of bed you're supposed to sleep on, and the way it should support you. You decide what's your comfort level. That's not up for discussion. When you go to other stores, you walk in, let me tell you exactly what happens. You say, I need a bed. They'll ask you, what size of bed do you want? You'll tell them queen, king, whatever. They'll ask you, would you want something firm or soft? You'll answer the question, and they'll take you, and they will say, this is our bed, firm or soft bed. And then they'll walk away. If you ask them any technical questions, they cannot answer those technical questions.
Because they don't know.
They have no clue. none whatsoever. They know that it's a rectangle just like you do, but they don't know what's inside, what is the cause and effect. What fills to create a fill, or rather what fills to create a feel, I should say, right?
I see what you did there.
Very good. Thank you. I like that. I was trying to confuse
clever.
Fred, but Fred, you know, he's sharp.
He is.
He's good. The bottom line is, the only place in Houston, Texas, you can get a mattress and know what's in it and why it's good for you and why it will not be good for you is right here at Texas Mattress Makers. Because we're the manufacturers, we will not sell you great words like cooling gel and hybrids. And if you want to know what they are, we'll show them to you. But we're going to make you a product that will last exactly the length of time that we tell you it will last.
What about for someone like me? You mentioned cooling gel. I get really hot at night, mostly because I drink a lot, but I'm a little bit overweight. You know, I have my problems. And I noticed that I'm very warm at night. Is there some magic technology that can help with that?
No.
No. I just need to lose some weight and drink some water.
No. You need to... Well, actually, I'm looking at you, you know, from... human point of view, you look pretty good. You don't look overweight. And if you like to drink, drink. I mean, God bless you.
Okay.
All right?
That's why I love you all.
But
God, I wish my wife had would talk like you.
I'll put on a wig and act like your wife, but I'll have to shave.
My wife never says things like that to me.
But the truth of the matter is that some folks, whether they're male or female, tend to sleep hot. It's just the nature of the beast. And there are certain components that do make you sleep hotter. So what they call memory foam, which is the true definition of it, is viscoelastic. It will always sleep you hot because the product is so dense, it will retain the heat. So no matter what someone tells you it's going to do, if you sleep hot, my professional opinion, it's not a bed that you should ever have. Hence, you should be offered a good alternative for it. And the question is, can you speak to someone that knows how to show you that alternative?
And you can't do that at some end of the strip mall mattress store.
You cannot do that with people that don't know what they're talking about. I don't know as much about sports or the Rockets. And
I let's don't say know anything about that stuff.
Okay. Well, you're better than I am. So if someone would ask me something about sports, I would tell them, go talk to him. He knows. You need a mattress, you come talk to us. Truthfully, we're the best in this town at what we do. You're sitting right in here in our showroom. Actually, you're sitting in the factory. Part of the factory is the showroom. You don't see anything here except beds. You don't see pillows for sale, no sheets for sale, nothing. We don't add on to the sale. Why? Because we don't manufacture them. We don't know what in God's name we're selling you, except we can read the same papers that they tell us to read so we can repeat it. We don't do that. What you see here is what you get.
I like Yuval's style, Fred.
Oh, I do too.
He's a straight shooter. That's what
he
I
is.
Like.
And what I like about him is I had a friend who came here and wanted to spend a whole bunch of money and then got on a mattress, and I think it was Lax told him, no, this is a mattress for you, and it was like half what he wanted to pay, and he was wanting to pay more money. And it's like, no, this is the best mattress for you.
Exactly.
And you know, and you guys, the other thing I like too is you'll if somebody's not comfortable with it, you'll make it right. I mean, you know, you're trying to put people on the best mattress for them, not gouge them for a bunch of money.
If you come here, our job is to make sure that you sleep comfortably. So if I sell you a bed and it's uncomfortable, by the way, the word uncomfortable is the one thing that we cannot have a discussion about. We can tell you how the bed is engineered, what is in the bed, how long it will last, what it's supposed to do, what is the cause and effect. But how Fred Fowler feels when he is in bed, in his own home, in the comfort of his own room, is only good for Fred to know.
And his wife, who he makes love to in the bed that you made for him.
I have never had the pleasure of meeting his wife, which is his fault, but that's a discussion off air because it's going to get blue. And since both of you know I can get blue,
I know.
We're not going to do that today. You know, my daughter's standing right here and goes, please, don't say anything about Jews.
Not in front of the ladies.
She just fainted. Okay, we did that. But the truth is, we run a business the old-fashioned way because that's the way I grew up. If you're going to do business with someone, there are three rules you never break. You never lie, you never cheat, and you never steal. And those three words carry a long, long way. If I sell you something that I know is not for you, then I lied to you. If I took your money, I cheated you. If you came back to me and you wanted to fix it and I didn't do something, then I stole from you. It's as simple as that.
And you don't do those things?
No.
No.
No. Not acceptable. You can't. No. Absolutely not. Not here. I'm not supposed to please you. That's not my job. My job is whatever I represent to you in a mattress form, it should do exactly what I say. And if it doesn't, from a comfort point of view, you have to come back. We invite you to come back so we can fix it. Because if you go home and you talk to your wife, I got news for you. She can't help you. All you're doing is venting and you're getting nothing. But if you come back here and we address the issue, we'll fix it. Whatever that may mean, I don't know. But we will fix it, I guarantee it.
Yeah, and I have to say, Yuval is everything he sounds like on radio. I mean, he's just about doing business the right way. And I've learned a ton from just sitting down and listening to him and talking with him about it. Because I'm trying to expand my own little empire. And
you're trying to get into the mattress
not
game?
Not into the mattress game, no. But just
smart man.
Trying to step on your toes.
No,
he thinks he knows more about mattresses than you.
No.
God bless him.
But, no.
You
as
want me
far
to kill him?
No, I do that myself. Okay. I don't need any help.
Have you listened to him?
I'm better at it than you are. I promise you.
I'm sure there's some bodies buried in some of these mattresses. I have no doubts. But, he is what he seems to be, which is, I mean, he's straightforward, he's honest, he does business the right way, and it's the kind of guy that I really like. I've learned a lot from in a couple of years here just from talking to Yuval. So I appreciate that.
No, thank you very much.
Thank you for having us here.
It's my pleasure. This is an experience, you know? It's an experience. You guys are loud.
I know.
God, you're loud.
Really? I feel like they should have told you that when we come to a radio show here, you would hear us.
Well, I would hear you, but I thought on the radio I didn't think I'd hear you louder in real life.
There's a giant speaker
here. We brought the speaker with us so that people who come in.
Like, you know more about mattresses than me. I know more about amplification of sound than you. This is a speaker. This is going to amplify our voices and make them louder than they are in real life.
Look at my face. Have you ever seen a schmuck before? Here we go. No, you've seen one, if you haven't. I didn't even pay attention. I almost tripped, broke my neck over this damn thing. And
you could have sued Fred. He's a millionaire now.
I can't sue Fred. I invited him here.
No, that's true.
And what am I going to get? A beer bottle?
Maybe.
Two, and they'll be full.
All right.
So, but you could have fallen on the mattress. You'd have been fine, right?
That is correct.
Which mattress is that?
That's a firm mattress. He could have broken a hip if he hit that.
That's you guys know that we're coming up to Memorial Day, right?
I do know that.
Huh?
The swimming pool will open at Memorial Day in my subdivision.
There you go.
I'm excited about this.
You know? So, just to take a minute, okay? What do you do on Memorial Day?
What do I usually do?
Yes, sir. What do you do on Memorial Day?
It will mostly be like a normal day for me. I think I will go and train in the morning, and then I will probably do a bunch of beer drinking throughout the rest of the day because I don't think we have to work.
Yeah, I think we're off.
And then I may have to coach some baseball.
Okay. What do you do on Memorial Day, Fred?
I think the wife and I were going to go out of town for the weekend and try to go camping somewhere.
I got you.
Yeah.
Ask me what I do for Memorial Day.
You're selling mattresses.
No. I mean, yes, but...
You remember all the fallen troops.
So, that's exactly right.
I knew it.
That's exactly right.
You know what I don't like about Memorial Day? Because I am a veteran, and I hate when people tell me Happy Memorial Day, like I died. That's always a really uncomfortable conversation where I'm like, thanks for your service. Happy Memorial Day. And I say, thanks, but I'm still alive. I made it. I'm a survivor like Beyonce.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Yes.
But on a serious note, I think that Memorial Day is probably the single most solemn day of the year for me.
Oh, really?
Yes. So I told everybody that this will be the last Memorial Day that Texas Mattress Makers will be open on Memorial Day. 2017 Memorial Day is the last Memorial Day that we will be open. From now on, as long as I own this company, we will be closed on Memorial Day.
Okay. And I would bet that's a big day for you guys, for like sales and stuff. Anybody who has stuff on sale?
It's the single largest selling day for the mattress industry from a sales point of view. I mean, people will pump this up like there's no tomorrow. But for me personally, to be open on Memorial Day, knowing what veterans have gone through, not just today, in the past and today, and I'm sorry to say in the future, needs to be a day that I think not celebrated but observed for what it really is. The reason we three can sit here and joke around and do whatever we do is because of folks you served with, and so did I, and whoever else did. And in the old days, it wasn't a picnic day and let's go barbecue. It was to remember what it is that these men and women did. And to me, personally, it's important. Important enough that I own a business that I can make this decision. But that's why I asked you, because it's important for me to know what people do on Memorial Day. You know, you need to be aware.
Of course.
Of what it's all about. And it's not about partying or whatever, in my opinion.
Or barbecues.
Or going camping. Now I feel shame.
No, go camp. You know, whatever.
But oh, Fred, you disgust me.
There you go.
Well, and you guys are having a sale up until Memorial Day, right?
We're having a sale on Memorial Day, and everybody's pointing at me like I'm supposed to read sign language.
25% off.
25% off. Yes, we are having 25% off pretty much everything in this showroom, which, by the way, is minimally, if you compare apple to apple, 50% off anything you'll find.
That's a good deal.
It's beyond a good deal. It's a fantastic deal. You will never have this deal again.
Because next year you'll be closed on Memorial Day.
Genius.
I'm paying attention.
Can I adopt you?
I need children. No,
that,
I'm old. I'm too old to be adopted.
What do you mean you're too old to be adopted? Look at her. Does she look like she's suffering? She's got more money than God, for God's sakes.
What a life for her.
Okay. Do you want a new bicycle or something?
That would be nice.
Okay. There. That's it. Rachel, you're out of here. Come on in.
Bicycle. Thank you. All right, guys. I got to tell you about My Computer Career. If you are unhappy at work, you're not alone. More than half of Americans are disgruntled employees. Maybe you got a job where you're working out in the heat. Maybe you're out in the rain today. Whatever the case may be. If you're disgruntled, see if the computer industry is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. At My Computer Career, you could start a new life as an IT pro in months, not years. Even with zero IT experience, you attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You're going to get the skills and industry certifications you'll need to start your new career. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Texas Mattress Makers on Navigation, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN, live here at Texas Mattress Makers, and most of the people love Yuval. He's entertaining, to say the least.
Hell yeah.
And about as honest a person as you're going to find.
I told you, I like a straight shooter. He's a straight shooter.
He is that, and not afraid to, he's sometimes honesty is not popular, but the people love him. 713-780-ESPN. So you see your guy Derek Carr is not real happy with his contract talks right now?
I'm not surprised. Anytime that a guy who's – it goes back to Russell Wilson. If you're not drafted in the first round and you play like a first rounder, you start to think, man, I'm really underpaid here.
Yeah.
And you probably are. And I don't know if – I mean, I'm not sure where they're at in their conversations. But, I mean, the Raiders should also know that – I mean, if you want to keep him around, you're going to have to pay him eventually. And I've always been on the team of – I mean, yeah, it will pay you when it's time for you to get paid. We're not gonna pay you 2 years before you're due to get paid because it doesn't make sense.
Right.
But yeah, I think that Derek Carr is going to run into some pretty good coin – I don't know if the Raiders are trying to lowball him now in hopes that he doesn't realize what he is. But I think people are already starting to realize Derek Carr is pretty damn good at sport.
Well, and if you're the Raiders, there's no doubt in your mind this is your guy moving forward, right?
Fred, when's the last time anybody took the Raiders seriously?
Yeah, well, and the thing
I mean,
is,
they've been a laughingstock. They were the Browns.
And he was an MVP candidate last
year
and, until he got hurt. And I think you've got your guy. So, you know, is he going to get paid more than Andrew Luck? Yeah. I mean, that's going to be the going rate because whoever is the next guy is the one who gets paid. But I don't know why you'd mess around with that. I mean, I think you've pretty much got your guy.
Yep.
Daniel wanted to know, when did the wolf from Pulp Fiction start selling mattresses? Yeah, he's got a little wolf in him. I could see that. But, yeah, I think I'm pretty sure they'll get that done, but he's going to have to get paid. Did you see now, one thing I didn't realize about – everybody's talking about this Mike and Mike thing. And one of the Golics, not
it's like the, Trevor Golic, not Golic
Jake,
Jr.
Jake
Golic. Golic, okay.
Yeah, is not real happy. He fired off some tweets today about it. But I didn't realize that – I thought it was just going to be Wingo. I didn't realize that Golic Jr. was going to be on the show too.
I heard that
only for the first hour.
Yeah, what sense does that make?
Yeah, that's I
you know what that probably is? That's probably Mike Golic pissed off that they're breaking up his show, and for the way to keep him happy is to let his son be a part of the show, which isn't going to help the show.
No.
It's a stupid thing ESPN's doing.
Yeah, I there's nothing positive about that. I mean, there really isn't. And I think and I'm not a fan of Golic Jr.'s. I just think it's almost too gimmicky. And I don't know what to say. I think we talked about it a lot yesterday, and that I think it's a mistake that they're devaluing their biggest, probably their biggest brand left.
Yeah.
But that's their choice. And I know that I keep hearing the move is to go more digital on everything. Well, I got to say, I think that's, you know, I don't think that's going to be your answer down the road. I really don't. I think they've missed the boat on what they were supposed to do, and it's a little late. So, but I think at this point you should protect the things that are working and not be breaking them up.
That's what I'm telling you.
They didn't put me in charge of it. They didn't ask my opinion.
They never do.
If they'd come down and asked our opinion, we'd have said, hey, that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
You should leave them alone. You put Mike Jr. on there is going to replace Greeny. Okay. Well, good luck with that. And
but I'm not an ESPN bigwig, so what the hell do I know?
Yeah, well, I got to say, based on some things that have happened there over the last year, I'm not so sure they know much.
Oh, that's true.
But one thing I do know is where to get a great beer.
Where?
Saloon Door down in Webster. As a matter of fact, I was down that area today, went and visited a different place. They weren't open yet, but I wanted to go down and have a beer because Saloon Door Brewing is an awesome place. They have every beer imaginable they've got. But more importantly, it's just a cool place to go and hang out in Webster. Two projector screens on the wall. They're always playing sports. You can watch your Astros. And, I mean, it's a great place to go do that. Guess what they're doing tonight? Trivia night. Who doesn't love trivia night? So go down there tonight for trivia night. They got brews and bites tomorrow night from 4 to 9 with food pairings and that catering by Missy Meals. It's fantastic. We're down there all the time. What I like about the place, it's not just this is one thing that being out here, you kind of see the people that we do business with, and you realize how great of people they are. And I feel the same way about the guys at Saloon Door and Jason, especially, and Austin and Jeff and Josh. All good guys, man. They're at 105 Magellan Circle, Suite A in Webster, just a half mile behind Cinemark and Cheddar's off I-45 South. Go check out some of their new beers. They release that Russian Imperial Stout, and try the Tasty AF, which just won the Houston Beer Guide's March Beer Bracket for Best Beer in Houston. For more information, go to saloondoorbrewing.com. Saloon Door Brewing in Webster. It's the tastiest draw in the West.
I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. You're...
is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Texas Mattress Makers on Navigation, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here at Texas Mattress Makers. And, you know, we'd love for you to come out. We got a little refreshment for you if you're so inclined. We've had a few Blitzers stop by here and say hello. So, real easy to find. Corner of Navigation in Lockwood. And biking distance if you live in my neighborhood. Very easy. So,
did you happen to see the latest on the old Baylor Bears?
Yes.
The latest court documents to show up was from a Title IX lawsuit against the university by a volleyball player. And go ahead and read some of this stuff to you about the team bonding rituals for Baylor football. It says, upon information and belief, prior to plaintiff's arrival at Baylor, members of the Baylor football team had already developed a system of hazing their freshman recruits by having them bring or invite freshman females to house parties hosted by members of the football team. At these parties, the girls would be drugged and gang raped, or in the words of the football players, trains would be run on the girls. The gang rapes were considered a, quote, bonding experience for the football players. Photographs and videotapes of the semi-conscious girls would be taken during the rapes and circulated amongst the football players. Based upon investigation, plaintiff has confirmed that at least one 21-second videotape of two female Baylor students being gang raped by several Baylor football players was circulated amongst the players. Baylor football parties would also feature dog fighting. In at least one of the matches, a dog was seriously injured and almost died. Simply put, Baylor football under Briles had run wild in more ways than one, and Baylor was doing nothing to stop. Have we gotten any closer to, and is it right in your mind to sanction the program as a whole, like damn near a death penalty type situation?
I don't know because
you're starting to see more and more that they knew about it, right, and just kind of swept it under the rug. Like, but there's got to be some punishment more than firing your coach.
Well, but I mean, they've pretty much cleaned house everybody that was involved, right, at this stage.
Yes.
And I always have mixed feelings about that because I do feel like if you get rid of the people who were responsible for it, then, you know, should the next group be punished?
Yeah.
And I always struggle with that because some things are just so heinous that yes, you have to penalize the university, but in this case, are you going to be penalizing, you know, the new coaching staff, the players who had nothing to do with it who are there now, and
you know what you would do? You'd give all those players an option to transfer without penalty. That's what I would do.
Well, yeah, but and that's what happened with SMU. But I do think. I don't know what the answer is. I really don't. I mean, everything that comes out, and keep in mind with some of these lawsuits, the stuff that's leaking, that's one side of the story. You haven't heard the defense side. But I think it just goes back to what a lousy human being Art Briles is.
Yeah.
And Dustin, with a great question, why isn't anyone focusing on the Waco Police Department?
That's a good question, too. No, I don't know.
And yep. Who's supposed to be focusing on this? Yep. Is this something that the Fed should be involved in? Is this something that the state should be involved in investigating? I mean, I don't know. But if they were part of this, then, you know, head should roll there too.
Yep.
But I I think at some point, man, isn't what Art Briles did criminal?
Absolutely.
Shouldn't there be a case against him there?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not talking about civil lawsuits. I'm talking about committing a crime.
Yeah. And going to jail.
No, oh, shucks.
Because, I mean,
it was just a misunderstanding, AJ.
If Joe Paterno hadn't died, there were people who wanted him to go to jail, right?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have had a problem with it. If they could prove that he knew what was going on and didn't do anything to stop it or didn't report it, yeah, he should have gone to jail Fortunately for him, he died. I doubt Art Briles just dies.
Yeah, his career's dead, though.
But,
there's that.
But, man, it's almost like – and he's not getting off scot-free because he lost his job, but that's
and
it.
And he's losing some lawsuits, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing Baylor is losing those lawsuits. I don't know how many.
Well, I'm sure he's been sued as well. I'm sure it's not just Baylor. But,
well, I'm almost to the point where I wouldn't feel bad for them if they just torpedoed the whole thing and said, you know what, you don't have a football program for 2 years. Sorry.
I think at this point, it wouldn't be the worst thing.
Because
like, you
honestly,
know what? You guys need to focus on getting your bleep together.
10 years from now, you know what Baylor, what that Art Briles era will mean to Baylor? It'll mean they've got a brand new stadium, really nice stadium. They brought in a lot more money than they ever had. And, they lost Briles, but they reaped so many benefits from that Briles era. I know everybody thinks I'm a Baylor hater, and I could care less about Baylor one way or the other. I just think that what's happened here deserves some sort of a serious punishment. And whether it's going to come from the actual justice system, I don't know. But the NCAA could do something about it. And honestly, that would probably quench my thirst for justice. Like if they said, okay, well, nobody's going to jail, but there's no football here for 2 years. I'd say, you know, they got a punishment. That's a legitimate punishment.
Yeah, I just don't know if I mean I agree something needs to happen here, but I don't know who's the one levying the punishment. I don't know what the NCAA can actually do. What I do hope is that those girls who were assaulted get a hell of a lot of money from those people.
Yeah.
Enough money where they don't have to worry the rest of their lives because they had them ruined by these idiots. 832 says the sad part is there are still Baylor fans and boosters who defend Briles.
Oh, there is no doubt. And, I got as much of a blowback from those guys as anyone because I was.
Oh, yeah, there was a guy that said they saw us on the side of the road they let us die, if I'm not mistaken. Which, I'm fine with that. I wonder how he feels now. Probably still the same way.
Well, probably
It's our fault because it was our witch hunt that got him out. That's what it was.
Yeah, sure.
It was the witch hunt started by the media, specifically
by this
show.
That's all it was. It's a witch hunt.
Yeah, it's a witch hunt. That's how you defend things like that, right? It's always a witch hunt. But, and I've said this before. I knew Art a little bit when he was here, and he always came off as a good guy, but I admit once he left, I started hearing some things from people that were a little disturbing, but I didn't see him personally, and I kind of believed that he was, on the up and up. But once that stuff started coming out and his response to it, I have to say he's not who I thought he was. And, I'm not afraid to change my opinion to somebody, and I think there's not a positive thing I would say about him at this stage. I think he's a horrible human being who deserves jail time.
I'm with you.
And, that's – there's just nothing else to say about him. And everything that comes out just makes it look worse.
Yep. And every time you read one of these, it's like – it's vile by itself. But when you pile it on all the other things that have happened, it's like – I mean, you've got a mountain of horrible things that happened there. And no one cared.
And Lamont says a person who's largely silent is Drayton McClain. Yeah. I haven't heard anything from Drayton on this, and that's – the guy who put all the money into that stadium and everything else. And listen,
Have we heard anything from John McClain?
Well, I think he'll get another coaching job and, did a lot for the university. And, hey, sometimes these things happen on a college campus. I think we need to go ahead.
Let's just go with he was a scumbag, fake John McClain.
I can't do that without coughing.
By the way, what happened to the fake John McClain Twitter account?
I don't know. I think it died.
Is that true?
I haven't seen him in forever.
I haven't heard from that account in forever.
Yeah, and it was funny.
Oh, April 27th he tweeted. Okay.
Oh, okay.
But, I don't even follow real John McClain, but I follow fake John McClain.
Well, the one thing I would
be
say.
Be more active, fake John McClain.
This is for Baylor guy in particular. It isn't necessarily an indictment on your school and your university and the place you went, but it happened on your campus. And I think that's – people get offended because you say, well, this, Baylor, that. And that's – it's fair that you get upset, but the reality is it did happen there. And maybe it was Art Briles and his staff were the ones that were responsible, and Ken Starr and all these people. But, you know, if I were a Baylor alum, I would be livid with that. I would want answers. I would want it fixed because I'd want to be able to send my daughter there and not have to worry.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I know that there's a lot of negatives that come with this, but the reality is you can turn it into a positive by bringing to light all this stuff, getting it fixed, and then deciding what your university should be about, whether it should be about athletics controlling everything to the point that you're breaking the law, or whether your university should be about being a place, a Christian university.
That's
where
what
your
I
kid
say.
Can
That makes
go,
it even worse to me.
Well, it does because, well, and so many crimes have happened in the name of Christianity that it's not funny. But the reality is, do you want a Christian university that a kid can go to and have the option to play in the Big 12 and make better young men and better young women come out of there? And that's what you ought to be focused on. And I don't know the answer to how you make that happen now, but if I were in charge of that university, that would be my only mission. And that should be the only mission anybody who ever went there.
Because chances are good they use that Jesus angle when they're in recruits' living rooms.
Of course they are.
With moms, or maybe not with players, but with moms, they sat down and said, your son's going to be in a faith-based environment while he goes and gets his education and makes a football career.
Pretty sure Jesus didn't gang rape.
He was against that.
Yeah.
100%.
Yep.
That's guaranteed
lock. One of those commandments that's like,
yep,
thou shalt not gang rape.
Yep. All right, guys, I got to tell you about dirt-free carpet, and here's the sad reality. Most carpet cleaning companies, they're leaving your carpets dirtier than they found them, and they're still taking money from you. It doesn't even make sense. Not the case with dirt-free carpet cleaning. Start some protection. Get some protection against allergens by getting your carpets, tile floors, upholstery cleaned by dirt-free carpet. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with dirt-free carpet. And right now, they'll clean one room free with any purchase. Your carpets are going to be fresh, deep clean, without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Call Dirt-Free Carpet right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell me you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean one room free with any purchase. And they'll throw in a free speed drive for calling right now. It's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
ESPN 97.5.
These commercial breaks are never long enough. When we
yeah, Fred, food. Go ahead.
Exactly. So we got Nefas here.
Oh, so good.
The original,
the OG Nefas.
It's really, it's pretty much the only Nefas left, right? There's a few little ones here and there, but
I think there's one in my old neighborhood, like off of, it's on the west side. I want to say off Memorial.
Hmm. I think there's one down south, too, but this is the best by far.
This is the one.
It's right down the road here on Navigation because we are out here at Texas Mattress Makers.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag living the life. Hashtag loving it. Lamont asked, Fred, do you think Art ran a renegade program at UH?
I don't think to this extent, huh?
Not to this extent.
Or we would have heard something about it, but.
Yeah, but I think there was a. Denny, the world ain't right if real John McClane outlives fake John McClane.
Oh, that would be a bummer.
But
no offense to real John McClane. I hope he lives long and prosper.
Yeah, I want them both to live long and prosper. Patrick says the only thing that will make this Baylor thing go away is another slideshow from the Chronicle. That was the all-time worst Chronicle slideshow. When. They
yeah.
did that when Briles gets fired, and they did Briles highlights through the years.
What? I mean, that's a massive oversight. I mean, whoever the sports editor is, right? What an idiot!
Well, no, that's the web people.
I'm just kidding.
Which,
that was probably someone in New York, somebody
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, the idiots in New York. Hey, I want to give something away before we do Gym of the Day. $50 gift card to the Vapor Reserve. I was down there today, man. Loaded up on some new stuff, and that place is awesome. It's the only premier destination vape shop in Houston, now with two locations, Kingwood on Loop 494 and Deer Park on Center Street. I went down to the one on Deer Park, and Jesse was down there today,
and got to try a bunch of new stuff. Man, they've got bourbon-flavored things. I mean, they're just loaded with new stuff down there. They're offering 80 different varieties and premium liquids. Shop Vapor Reserve for all your vaping supplies and maintain your equipment. Browse through their products online at thevaporreserve.com. We'll take caller 20 for a $50 gift card. And I got to tell you, man, this is so much better than when I did this before, because I'd have batteries get on fire in my pocket and all kinds of goofy stuff like that. And they've got such quality products now. It's really come a long way in the flavors. Go check them out. So can't say enough good stuff about Vapor Reserve, Deer Park, and Kingwood. All right, let us do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. Well, now I've lost someone that I had. And Voldemort sent me this, too. It was involved a snake. So I'll just do the original one I had, which wasn't bad either. You might remember this guy, as a matter of fact. We had him as a Gem of the Day less than 3 months ago, where he freaked out and beat the crap out of his family because somebody ate all the pork chops. Well, guess what? For the second time in 3 months, same man arrested for a pork chop incident.
What's a pork chop incident?
That's exactly where the family ate all the pork chops before he got a chance to eat them.
Ooh.
So he went nuts. And this is the second time. He got locked up the first time. And he was arrested for violation of a family violence bond order.
That guy needs to get control of his household. You know why? If my family eats pork chops, when I get home, not only is there pork chops left, the biggest pork chop is left. I'm going to say that guy's running his household improperly. It's kind of on him.
Apparently, he was trying to fight everyone in the house, according to the police report.
I would, too.
And he claims he was upset that his family ate his pork chop, and now he would have to eat noodles.
I mean, that is a downgrade.
It is, although I like noodles, depending on the noodles.
What kind of noodles? Are we talking like egg noodles?
It doesn't say. Now, if it's noodles with like a little gravy on them or something, you know, it might be all right.
Yeah, but it still ain't.
It's not pork chops. No. Well, it's not Nefas fajitas either.
No.
Which is what we got. But in the incident in February, he was arrested for simple battery and charged with a probation violation. According to police, he was eating a pork chop at his home at that time when he became upset that his 60-year-old mother and threw the piece of meat, pushed his mother, and headbutted her. And this time, well, this is what happens when you throw your pork chop. It's going to get eaten. Somebody else is going to eat that pork chop.
Yeah.
And so I wouldn't give this guy a pork chop after what he did the first time. So he was arrested again. That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
All right. Just got a bunch of new razors in the mail today from Harry's. Right when I was starting to run low, they had me set up where I have new replacement razors. And I love it. You want convenience? Comes right to my mailbox. You want affordability? Much cheaper than if you go to the store. And the best. You want quality? They got that too. That's all about Harry's. And they bought their own factory so they could do that. They take less profit. They sell directly to you over the internet. And you're saving money. You don't have to go to the store and unlock the damn things. That's what Harry's is about. Get started with Harry's today with their great starter sets. Your set includes an ergonomic handle in the color of your choice, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, a rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. This is an entire month of shaving. It's just $15, but we're going to do better than that for you, just for the Blitzers. Special offer where you can get it for even less. We partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your first purchase with promo code FAOUR, F-A-O-U-R. Go to harrys.com right now and enter code F-A-O-U-R at checkout to claim your offer. That's harrys.com, code F-A-O-U-R. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
Out of me that I don't know. I decided we weren't gonna speak, so why we up 3 a.m. on the phone? Why don't she be so mad at me for? Homie, I don't know, she's hot and cold. I won't stop, won't mess my groove up, cause I already know how this thing goes. You're gonna tell your friends that you're leaving me. They say that
this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.